This is WLVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt, sitting in for Brad Klein for our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey there, Tyler.
So the COVID surge and record numbers of new cases continue to be the top story here in the Lehigh Valley as it is across the country. What's the current picture for the region?
Well, Tyler, in the words of Dr. Jeffrey Jerry from St. Luke's University Health Network yesterday, the Lehigh Valley is a major hotspot for COVID right now, not just in Pennsylvania, but in terms of the rest of the country. Dr. Jerry says it really puts a sharp point on the urgency of getting vaccinated or getting a booster as soon as possible. The other big news for the region is the arrival of the newest antiviral treatments for COVID. They're for high-risk patients to take at home after they get a positive test, and they say they can help prevent getting hospitalized. Dr. Jerry says, call your family doctor to see if you're a candidate and run. Don't walk, because supplies are very limited and the medications need to be started right away after you get sick.
Wow. Well, we've had some questions from listeners on social media about testing and boosters. What do people need to know?
Well, I think the big question on everyone's mind is, where can I get a COVID test? Testing is available at the major hospital networks, but you'll need a prescription for that. St. Luke's is fast-tracking tests for those who have symptoms, and they say just in the past week, the turnaround time for those tests has dropped. So it's now 24 to 48 hours. That's a lot better than it was last week. There's also testing available at drugstores and rapid tests, but as we know, that's pretty hit or miss at this point.
And what about boosters?
We've also seen a real uptick in demand for vaccines and boosters. Now, the Allentown Health Bureau has a free walk-in clinic that's weekdays. You can just walk in and get a booster or a vaccine. And there are appointments available at pharmacies as well, so you can get those shots. Now, one question that came in via Facebook was, how long should you wait after you have a breakthrough infection? I looked up the CDC regs on that, and they say if you have a breakthrough case, wait until you've recovered and no longer have symptoms to get a booster. For folks who have a positive test but don't have symptoms, they say wait until your isolation period is over after exposure, so that's about 10 days.
So as case counts rise, the thing experts are watching is hospitalizations. How's the Lehigh Valley doing on that?
Well, we heard this week about an emergency room closing in Delaware County. Luckily, that's not where we are here in the Valley. As a matter of fact, health reporter Brittany Sweeney had a story this week with a local ER doctor who said people should come in if there's an emergency, like a suspected heart attack or stroke, and not delay getting care. For local hospitals, they're saying about a third to half of their beds are occupied by COVID patients, but they say they're coping with that at this point. And despite staffing shortages, as healthcare workers are also getting COVID, they're managing for now.
Well, it's good to know you can still get care if you get sick here in the Lehigh Valley. What are we going to be watching for the next week to come?
So experts say the number of new cases hasn't peaked yet, so we're going to continue to keep tabs on hospitals. There's a possibility that the state may send strike teams to the Valley if there's a need and there's an overflow and a shortage of hospital beds. We're also going to have eyes on schools and masking, as some local school districts are considering removing mask mandates amid the surge in cases.
Wow, that's a lot to take in. Jen, thanks for joining us, and stay safe.
Oh, thanks, Tyler. You stay safe as well. I know it's a lot to take in, but we're doing our best to keep on top of everything that folks need to know right now in this critical time. And if you're looking for a little bit of lighter news, head on over to our website. There's a little raccoon named Miko who just might make your day.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for a weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.